sometimes when we have greed to get something, then we think that we want that thing. And then we think that some of Gurudev's services is we think that, well, without Gurudev's mercy we cannot get that thing. And so to get Gurudev's mercy, we're ready to do any sort of service. But then sometimes I feel that then my service to Gurudev is not in right mood, because I'm serving him to get something, not just to please him. You understand the question. So how to adjust this?
Some lightness is in question. We take Mahaprasadam. We sleep. We take rest. Do anything. Why we take Mahaprasadam? This is Guru Seva Arna. If he sleep, this is Guru Seva Arna. If we want anything, it is Guru Seva Arna. We should think first. We should know that I am sleeping for the service of Gurudev. I am taking Mahaprasad for the service of Gurudev. I have greed, I want to fulfill it for the service of Gurudev. Then what?
No contradiction.
I think. Sapsarup Maharaj, do you agree with me or not?
Yes.
If certainly we are doing for Gurudev, everything. Yeah. We want to serve Radha Krishna. This is not kamna. At first it is called nishkam. But we are not satisfied with this
stage.
This nishkam, this stage. We want to serve Krishna. Only for Radha and Krishna. And Gurudev will be so much pleased by the service of Krishna. So we want all these things. So greed is for service of our Gurudev, Radha and Krishna. I think like this. Once Maharaj Yudhishthir prayed Krishna that I want something from you. Krishna told that it is a fact of ascharya. Ascharya?
Process.
Ascharya means. Ascharya means kya hoga?
Wonderful. Yes,
I wonder.
Ascharya, it is wonderful.
I wonder.
Yeah.
That why you are wanting something from me? I know that you have never asked anything, prayed anything for you. But yet I see that you are wanting something, it is a fact of wonders. What it may be, I want something from you. What do you want? He told that, I want that I should have a very beautiful wife. And so qualified sons and daughters, and very good kingdom. very brave soldiers and everything that I want, it will be so good that in whole world there should be not. Understand?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
My English is
perfect.
Krishna told, why you want so? This is kamna. Kamna means this is desire.
Yes.
Why you will desire in the very beautiful lady, the beautiful kingdom, all these things? He told that I see in a days that all are very fear. They are fear that one who devotes Krishna become poor. Krishna take all good things, and he becomes the beggar of the street, of street beggar. So all fear, and they don't want to serve Krishna. So I want that if I have beautiful lady, wife, so much qualified sons, and so much vast kingdom, then all will see that by serving Krishna all things are
given.
So I want that everyone can see that how prosperous I am, how good I am, why with so qualified wife, children and kingdoms, and all will come to serve Krishna. If he has not told so, and only he prayed Krishna that give me this and this and this, then anyone can be misguided. But when he told this fact, we have so much honor for Yudhishthira Maharaj, that his everything is for. He tells, he calls Krishna in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is stated that Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Draupadi, Arjun and Bhim all are praying that, oh Krishna, save me, so many dangerous things have come. So Duryodhan with the help of Jarasandha and all other demons, they have done akraman to us, attacked us. So said me. Draupadi is feeling so much shame. He should be protected. Actually there was nothing there. They are pretended worldly, that Krishna anyhow should come and we can serve him. So they create something so that Krishna may come there and they may serve him. So all the calamity for Yudhishthira Maharaj and Pandavas are for the service of Krishna. So bhakta, those who are surrendered souls, solely surrendered souls, what they wish, what they do for Krishna service and Gurudev service. Krishna service is Gurudev service, and Gurudev service is for Krishna and Radha. No difference at all. Anything wrong?
Well, an additional question to that would be, but we have to know, but Gurudev has to say, yes, this is service to me. If I say, I'm doing this for Gurudev, don't I have to know from him that he accepts the service?
If you are so qualified devotee of your Gurudev. He will tell surely.
Even if he's not present physically.
But if you are not so qualified, you will know it afterward. Man is preaching. A devotee is preaching. Why he is preaching? He is preaching for his Gurudev because he will please. He is telling Harikatha to anyone. He is doing anything. He is only preaching, doing and serving. Everything is for his Supreme. Guru, Sri Gurudev. And this pleasure of Gurudev is the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. Likewise, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita we see that Gop Kumar came to Jan Sarman. Govardhan
Brahman.
He came to by the order of Srimati Radhika. So if Jan Sarma is serving Gurudev, he is serving to Srimati Radhika. But he does not know that Srimati Radhika has sent him and he has come. And he is himself Krishna. So, Guru is very near and dear. What he does for Krishna. So, a devotee should know that the service of Guru is service of Radha and Krishna. If he has separate something, desire, then he is not Guru at all. If Gurudev has any separate wish, then to serve Radha and Krishna. In my vision, he is not Gurudev. There is something lacking. He may be Madhyam Adhikari. He is not Uttama Adhikari. Tumar Ichhaya, more Ichhaya Mishaya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that I have mixed my whole wishes in your wishes. Tumare ichhai mor ichhai mishailu. Bhakti Vinod tabe apani bhulil. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that at that time when I mix my all wishes to Krishna, I will
forget myself
that I am Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Then I will remember that I am Kamal Manjari. But always we should practice Vaidhi Bhakti also. Those bhaktis who are opposite of this bhav, only they should be avoided. Otherwise, all Vaidhi bhaktis should be adopted. They are essential. Sharanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam
bandhanam
raschakhyatminivedan and among 64 kinds of bhakti, which are something opposite to any bhav, sthai bhav, then they should be checked.
You know the story of Krishna Das Babaji, who He was about 150 years ago. He was, I heard from one old Gaudiya Vaishnava. He was Siddha Purush. He was in...
For whom he was disciple?
I didn't ask that.
He's not Guru Paramahansa?
Who told me? Or Krishna Das Babaji?
Who Krishna Das Babaji?
Okay, maybe I won't tell that part. I'll just ask directly the question.
Something of Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he avoided. Your Gurudev also used to avoid. Something. When he is doing chanting of her name,
normally the Dev Savatsar Agakar Bhutsan.
This Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, you have told this story?
Different one.
No, this one, this was about 150 years before.
Who has told you?
Dinabandhu Maharaj.
Who is Dinabandhu?
Nandaram.
Is his,
he's coming.
Yes. He has known this fact by any Sahajiya Vaishnava. Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinu Thakur, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan Thakur, Narottam Thakur. These are of 150 years or 200 years. Bhakti Vinu Thakur is somewhat
100
only. He was about 100 years before he was present. But he has not accepted all these things. We should accept only Guru Parampara, that is Amnaya Vakya, for all these things. No? Only Amnaya Vakya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is in an Amnaya. Baldev Vidyabhushan is also less than 150 years. Jagannath Dasa Bhaji Maharaj, Gaur Kishor Dasa Bhaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. If they were to say anything, they might have told these facts.
So, Krishna Das Babaji is an example of someone who fell down. I'm not quoting him as authority. I'm telling what calamity happened to him and what my fear is, so you can guide me. But I don't need to tell his story, I can ask the question.
About Jaipur? Govindaji?
No.
What?
So I'll just ask the question.
No, you can tell.
I can tell the background. He was supposed to be Siddha Purush and in meditation. He was seeing whole Asta Yan Lila. Then some friend of his invited him to go to Dwarka. So he thought, okay, let us go to Dwarka. And he decorated himself with the four symbols of Vishnu and he went to Dwarka. Then afterwards he returned to Vraj, and when he tried to meditate, he couldn't get back that Lila. And for some days, he couldn't succeed. Then one night, Lalita Devi came to him in dream. And she told him that that you have been cut from the list of Vraj. Then he felt very much separation, and then some fire started to come from his feet. He called some devotees to bring some paraphernalia. Then he just paraphernalia for yoga, and then he just consumed himself in fire. So my question is this, that some devotees are requesting me to go to Dwarka for some preaching function. And especially since I heard this story, I feel afraid just to go. Not that am on any platform. So I wanted your advice whether to go, and if I do go, what should be my mood or what should be my prayer if I go?
You should go. You certainly go. And do preaching. No harm. It is your duty. Because we are not in that stage.
Yeah, I know.
If you are in that stage, we should not go. And you are not going to worship Rukmini. You are going only to do prachar naam Krishna, Krishna Lila. And there you will tell certainly that Nanda Nandan is Supreme Lord.
Yes.
And he is Rasik. And Dwarkadhish is part of manifestation
of Brajanda Nandan.
So what form there?
And Sumati Rukmini is manifested as Sumati Thakur.
So we are going to do service of your Gurudev. Yeah. But when you are in that mood,
yeah.
Nothing to do, only to think Radha and Krishna, not to leave Vrindavan and not to think anything, then you should. But you are going hither and thither and doing preaching. And actual greed is not there. If there is actual greed, then greed, don't think anything whether it is bad or good or what thing or not thing. It becomes desperate at all. If wrong, I will do wrong to fulfill the that greed. It is bad or good, no sense is there. I will have, whether it is good or bad. No shastra, yukti,
argument,
nothing, anything. That is pure greed. I will do to any scenario, anything to extent, but I want to have this. By theft, by
dacoiting,
dacoity, or by goodwill, or by sadachar. Sadachar or anything, I must Paribhadat jano jatha tathayam bhaktiyam. He is telling Prabodhananda Saraswati or anyone. It has been written in Sikshamrit Sikshastra. Rupa Goswami Upadesham Paribhadatu jano jano jatha tathayam. Anyone is telling anything against me, no harm. If anything, anyone is praising, no harm. They should say what they like, but I want this. This is greed. So if greed comes, then it can be thought that whether I should go or not, why I am going this. But we know that we are not in so stay that we should. It will come after so many births, if comes, we will think that it is very, very or fortune. Greed is something. They are short and greed is, but very lean and thin. This should be nourished by hearing the pastimes and harikatha of Vaishnavas who have greed. Only
experience.
Kalpana.
Imagination.
Imagination cannot do that. I have greed. Lakshan will told. Lakshan means something to tell, cry. I have come. Anything more?
Others can.
No, you have more.
Yeah. You are hungry.
We have met after so many years.
Ages.
You will drink water?
No.
Yourself?
Just talking about questions, but I think Maharaj is keeping on.
Have you done your prasad there? Very well.
Better than usual.
Devotees have taken Harinam or Diksha there. They have adopted. Not anything more? We should try to read the books of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur also from this. It would be very, very helpful.
Yeah.
And what we do, Vaidhi Bhakti, we should do with heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Narottam Thakur has written that those persons who will do Vaidhi Bhakti accordingly and sincerely, they will enter in Raganda. Yache Ratnadani Swadhinata.
Vaidhi Bhakta Rupayani Swadhinata Ratnadani Ragmarki Karana Pravesh.
They have given assurance that those who go Vaidhi Bhakti sincerely, they will have the association of Raganuga Bhakti. And by hearing the pastimes and harikatha, they will enter in Raganuga.
Our goal is that, but standard and qualification should be also correct. So there is no hurry for this. We should not have the sahajiya, sakhi bheki or anything. We have to follow the path according to our Gurudev and Guru Parampara.
I think it is too late to say there should not be hurry for this. It is too late to say that now.
I think maybe Maharaj is doing the cheating.
No.
No chatting at all. There are so many
Krishna
persons
called the gopis and then he told them to go home.
There are so many persons. I can cheat them, but no.
Now in Raghunath Das Goswami's, no, Rupa Goswami's prayers, he prayed to Subal to for the service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. He prays to Lalita, then Vishaka and Subal in Stavravali. And but Subal is he has some Madhurya.
You are ready?
He's Priyanarmasaka, so he has some access in that. Now, if someone is not in that rasa, either in Madhurya or Priyanarmasaka, but is associate of Krishna, can a sadhaka pray to him to appeal to Krishna, to give him some bhav of some higher rasa, or is that considered not appropriate to approach someone who's not in the same rasa that one aspires for?
More clearly,
say, Rupa Goswami has prayed to Subal, but Subal actually has access to that. But say, we visit temples where there may be deities of associates of Krishna, but who are not in that rasa. But is it a fact that because they're Krishna's associates, even if they're not in that rasa, they could ask Krishna to give that to somebody else?
Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, also Jiva Goswami in his book Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma, Vishwanath Chakravarti has also written Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma. They have prayed so many things and prayed to all that you are telling. We can read and do stavastuti of that poems. That Rupa Goswami has written that Ha Devi Kaku Bharagada Gada Atya Vacha Yache Nipatya Bhuvi Dandavat Udhatarati asya prasadama buddhasya jinasya buddha. Gandharvi ke tava gane gananandi. It is most superior and highest prathana of Radha and Krishna. Leena nikunja kahare bhavati mukunde. Once Rupa Goswami is telling, no? That once Srimati Radhika was hiding in a Vrindavan or Govardhan Kunja. He fled away from Krishna and hid himself, herself in any Kunja. Krishna was searching of Radha. Lalita, Vishakha and all were there. They are like this, clapping and enjoying. Sometimes they tell Krishna is there, Srimati Radhika is there. Actually she is there, but Krishna knows that she is not here. So he does not go there. He goes to another kunja. Then they all are clapping. They know that Srimati Radhika is here. So likewise they are clapping and laughing to see Krishna. At last Chitra, one of the eight Sakhi, indicated Krishna that she is hiding in this special kunja. Krishna Vishwas kiya. Vishwas means
Krishna
having faith, he went there. But Radhika is not knowing that actually who had told Krishna that I am here. Rup Manjari was on the gate of that kunja. She called Rup Manjari and told that, why you get my this sacred place to Krishna? And he become some rooster.
Anger.
She become some angry to Rup Manjari. Rup Manjari at once told Srimati Radhika, praying that why you are so angry upon me? I have not done so. Chitra has done so. So you should be angry with Chitra. Why to me? I have not done so. This is the very highest thinking and had very good service to Srimati Radhika. They want, Rup Manjari also want that Krishna should meet him, her. And Chitra had done good. Rup Manjari also knows. And by doing so, outwardly Srimati Radhika will be anger something. But he will be so much pleased, they know. But yet she is telling that, you should not be angry with me, I have not done so. You should have mercy upon me. What should we do with this poem? Should we neglect this poem? Or we should read and chant these things as mantra? What should we do? If we have a little bit of greed for Raganda, we should read and read and read. Daily we should read. And this is called stausthuti. If I have a man like greed, he should do all these things as a prarthana. That a greed may come to me. And when our sovhagya, fortune will come, that we will be like so. And have the mercy of Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. So we should read and recite all these things. it is also a kind of bhakti. By reciting their poems, their stava and stuti, will be very gain. But I am Sakhi, I am going to enter in this Vishuddha. When our Siddha Bhav and Rati, that is in the Ragatmik Jan,
is called Siddha Satta.
Lalita, Vishakha, all are Ragatmik
associates
of Krishna and Radhika. We should not be one of them. But we should think and do kirtan, stav, stuti of all these things. If you are thinking that we are one of them, but you have no gained bhav, that is in Raganuga Ragatmik Jan, that is Hladini Eums Sambit. The Sat, essence of Hladini and
Sambit.
That is called Prem, and it is always in Ragatmik Jan. When it comes as a shadow of Prem, that is called Rati or Bhav, then we should do all these things. That I am a gopi, or what you are, at that time you will know your swarup.
Swarup Siddhi.
So before this thing, we should not pretend to do all these things. We should try to achieve all these things by the service of our Gurudev, Vaishnava, Shastra, and Satam, we should do.
That is called Upakhyan. Itihas, Akhyan, Akhyan. Akhyan means Samadhi Daraja. What is known in Samadhi? No, not Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha, you know?
Yes, direct perception.
Yes.
Direct perception is not. Akhyan. Seeing that, own eyes, it is written, it is Akhyan. And Samadhi, realized in Samadhi, and what we write.
Just like Bhagavat and Ramayana.
Bhagavat and Ramayana. These are Akhyan. And then Quran. Quran has so many qualities. Srimad Bhagavat has 10 qualities.
And Quran has 5.
And other Qurans have 5.
Wo aaya nahi to kya hoga?
Wo aa raha hai scooter se.
To kaha aa raha hai?
Itihas. What has
happened before,
and it is historical fact. It is called itihas. No? Purans are stated. So he is telling that it is all thing combined. Somewhere Rupak means sun is running after his wife Sandhya. Here it is Rupak. Sandhya is the time when sun is going to set.
Oh, I see.
This is Rupak. No? So, Bhagavad Tamil has been written so many things. Akhyan, Upakhyan, Itihas, Puran, Rupak also. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also written all those things. Everything is there. So no harm. His mantra drashtarishi, because he has seen everything in Samadhi, everything, that Siddhanta. And Krishna, Lila past tense, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all Siddhanta of Bhakti. No? So it is Akhyan. Upakhyan it is also. Some Rupa, he has changed the name. But name was real. It may be. So here it is the Rupa. But yet it is true. Yes.
I was telling them I was reading Padyavali. Hmm? When I do my
Padyavali.
I was telling them how nice a book that is. So wonderful.
You have in English? With commentaries?
No book has any commentaries.
No commentary?
No, all of the books have no commentaries that are in English.
There are short commentaries. Well-known Vaishnava. I have that book in Sanskrit. All books of Goswamis are so many, so much. Which useful for that we can get help from our sadhana bhajan actually.
That book is so clear that Rupa Goswami has written just for the sake of those who are in the future who would be doing their sadhana. He wrote that book.
Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Katari Goswami, Dr. Vishwanath Bhakti Thakur. They have written so much Vaishnava Sahitya, that anyone, if they can follow, they are very, very beautiful. But without reading all these books, not qualified Vaishnava can be.
It's not possible to become qualified without reading these books.
Especially in Ragam Gaga. All are Ragam. And the purpose of Vaidhi Bhakti is also Radha Nava. All have it. Not to be confined in whole life or afterlife confined in Vaidhi. We will do prachar by Vaidhi Bhakti, but we will follow. At first you can start Madhurya Kadambi. You have finished it in one day, we again 5-6 days. You have English books. You can start this. This is really for practicing Raganuga first stage. And very essential this is. I am a sadhak, not siddha. Swamiji or Guruji are siddha. They were independent by reading, by doing anything. We have not seen our Gurudev reading any book. But we have seen that he has given, read much everywhere in every book. Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu, and all these, we strange that when he has done so. Swami Maharaj was also always busy. Not a single minute he was. They are Siddha Purusha, they had done it. They have come from. We read, we think, we hear, then we can tell it. What little, what they have said, no need to see whether it is wrong or right. They are convinced that they were right. They are right. What they have written are true. They have told.
I have a question about writing. I like to write books about our Srila Prabhupada. Mostly these books are memories of being with him or some reflections about his work. But this is all in his form as we know him in this world. I do not know his eternal liberated form. So one question is it all right to go on writing many books about Prabhupada in the form I know him? And the other question is, how can I begin to approach Prabhupada in writing to understand his eternal spiritual form? So two questions. Are these books valuable just about the memories of him as we know him?
I think that the ideas of Rupa Goswami and other Goswamis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and all Goswamis, is the spiritual idea of Swami. No bhed anything, no difference at all. So, the ideas of all Goswamis are ideas of Swamiji. He wanted to do prachar of all these things. So, the inner ideas of Swamiji is inner idea of all Goswamis. So you can do all these things. He has done a lot of things, but mostly he has done only for general people. Something he has done in Srimad Bhagavad Gita for a special books, qualified persons. Otherwise, when time came to give him pen in these things, he went away. So he could not get time to do all these things. So all the ideas of our Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all of us, his idea is the same. Any idea from Srimad Bhagavat commentary, you can take and see what he wants in his writing. He has not done anything
especially for Haraganuga. And at that time he has no need at all to do all these things. So you can do all these things. You can make authentic books. Now in the market, so many kinds of nonsense things are coming. As Sahajiya, we should follow Sahajiya. So you can do all these things. Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Dr. Swami Singh Prabhupada, Prabhupada has written.
Yes.
He has written in very short art. All slok he has.
Actually, it is all there.
All there.
He's covered everything.
Like first slok. Anna vilasita shunyam. Gyan karma adi anabhutam. Anukundena. Krishna anusilana. Uttama. Here, Hugo Samiya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given his commentaries. And without commentaries, I think it is not completed. We cannot take complete view of this system. Anushilan means
cultivation. Cultivation.
He has given that any word, dhatu. Dhatu, you know?
Root. Verb root.
Root. Root, root. Root.
The verb. Basic.
Yes, gam dhatu. Gacchati. Agacchati. To go, to come. There are so many meanings of one dhatu. Your mind is going on. Your mind goes not only walking by foot, gandhatu. It covers so many meanings. So here, Anusilan has so many meanings, a vast meaning in its in his stomach. Here, one meaning is kayik, vachik and manasik chesta. Chesta means
endeavor.
Gestures, endeavors or activities.
Activities. Activities of mind. Activities of
body.
I mean, this
physical
body,
indriya, and activities of tan, kaya, man, vak, and also there are two kinds of meanings: pravrityatmak, nivrityatmak. Special words these are. Pravrityatmak means by kriyatmak roop.
Things to do.
Things to do. With tongue, mind, and indriyas. And nibbatatma, not to do by all these things, three. We should not meet with the persons who has no bhakti. Those who are sahajiya, those who are mayavadi, and not to do against bhakti. These are meaning. And one meaning is that not doing by three things, but bhavatma. Pravritti means chesta. Chesta means
activities.
No activities.
Endeavor is the word usually.
Appropriate? I cannot tell any special word. Bhavatmak. Bhavatmak, you know? Bhavatmak means prem is, and bhav is bhavatmak. Tan, mind, and by body, bhav cannot come. It is beyond the reach of all these things. Bhav. And Krishna is my priyatam. I am Aradhika Dasi. And I like to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna and all the associates. Here mind, body and anything cannot do. This will come from Aragatmik Bhakta. Aragatmik Bhakta, who are Aragatmik Jan, Lalita Vishakha, Siddham Subal,
Parikar.
By following, by prayer, and by the mercy of Krishna and his associates. Until this comes, bhav will not come. And at that time only mental
aspiration, mental desire, wanting.
Kalpana.
Imagination.
It is somewhat better, but it cannot take place of bhav. When bhav will come, then bhavatmik bhav will come. And from bhav to prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, till there, all are including bhav. So, Uttama Bhakti goes up to Mahabhav, beginning from Rati or Bhav. So, these are not in activities of mental or bodily things. So, this is called Anusilan. Not only to Krishna. Krishna and his associates, both. If you only culture Krishna, no bhakti. If you leave Krishna and take all the associates, it will not. But it will be, because gopis are not
separate.
Or his associates are not separate.
So all these things should be taken. And anu silan, ita bandh kar dire Durgan Bhash. Anu means nirantar,
spontaneous.
Continuous. Without any stop. In Hindi we can say Tail Dharavat Avichanna Gati. Dharavat Avichanna Gati. If there is honey and we are doing the bottle and a link comes from up to last point. No breaking.
No breaking.
This is called Taila Dharavat Avichanna Gati. When my man will do smaran or kirtan or do bhakti, anusilan, it will be like this.
Continuous.
Then Uttama Bhakti. And if in the middle or anything cut, then it is not Uttama Bhakti. It may be Madhyama or Kanishta Bhakti. Anu means Anugatya. Anugatya?
Guidance.
In guidance of Arashik Tattatva Siddhanta Vidvaishna. Until it is done, not done, bhakti is not Uttama Bhakti. Madhyama Bhakti is not there. So always in the guidance are of two kinds. Direct and indirect. Now you are in guidance of your Gurudev indirectly. But anyhow it will be told directly also. Not directly. He will give everything in your heart if you have so much bhakti. Directly as a Siksha Guru in the absence of Diksha Guru. But faith will be the same as in our Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. But they should be both qualified in same category. Otherwise, by imitation, we cannot do Shraddha to anyone like that. Like Rupa is Diksha, Sanatana Goswami is Diksha Guru, and Rupa Goswami is Siksha Guru. Both are in same level. No problem is there. So that we can catch and we can have so much faith on his words that we will not go hither and thither. What he will tell, we'll take as
Yeah, without doubt. There is no doubt.
No doubt at all. One thing also he has taken, written. Why Annabhilashita is told there? Why not Annabhilash? Word is Annabhilash. But Rupa Goswami here has here written Annabhilashita. What is the meaning of Annabhilashita? Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastre. One thing is Hari, word is Hari. But here it is written Haritvena. Here Haritvena means the qualities of Hari. Is Haritvena. Not direct Hari. So Guru has the qualities of Hari, but he is actually Dasa Hari, not Krishna, actually Krishna. Here, Annabhilas. Annabhilas meaning? What is the meaning of Annabhilas?
Without separate motive. There should be no separate motives, no other motives.
Then serving Krishna and his associates. He is not telling this. He is telling Annabhilasita. Annabhilasita means in your, when you are in sense, no problem at all. Quite in good health and body and mind, if you are, no problem is there. And at that time, if you will do Annabhilas, it is called Annabhilas. But when you are in danger, at once you fell in danger. Some wicked person came and they tried to kill you. And at that time, by fear you are telling that, oh Krishna, save me. That it is not Annabhilasita. In your sense, no trouble at all. If you desire anything, that oh Krishna save me, if you are in good health and everything is right. If you are wanting something, then it is Annabhilas. No? But Annabhilasita, if you are not in everything is right, and like I have told you, in calamity, in vipatti, apatti, if you first moment you want anything, and after that you repent. That's why I have told you. So in Bhakti Rajya, it is not Annabhilas. So Annabhilasa should be removed. There should be no one. In the inner part, for always you have another motive. But in danger or anything, if you tell that, oh Krishna, save me, give me something, parishyavara or anything, then it is shamya. Shamya means? It is not opposite to bhakti. Understanding this, I have no suitable words to clarify. Like one thing, if any Vaishnava give up his body, that is he is no more, he is dead. If anyone wants to do Sraddha, it is against the cult of Vaishnavas. No Shraddha should be done. Because he has chanted so Harinam, he has heard this here, heard the Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, always he has done Guru Seva, he has done everything. So actually there should be no Shraddha. But for general mass, having no Shraddha in Shraddha, and he for the general mass, wo kya karte hain?
Iske liye
lok vichar, only to gather them, If he does Shraddha, having no Shraddha at all, and if he does, then it is not against of Bhakti. It is for preaching only. So it is not Anyabhilasha. So, I think that Swamiji has not cleared all these things. He has written in some
summary.
So if you can do it according to Vishwanathakarthi Thakur Jiva Goswami, giving all these things clearly, it will be so useful for all these things. He has done in Sutra, you can do these things. I wanted to do all these things, but health is not permitting me. I have no so much things that you have. You have so newly things with science and all other things you can do. At first we had to know all this.
कहाँ जा रही हैं? बैठिए. ये लोग अब थोड़ी देर में चले जाएंगे.
So many lot of service of Gurudev is there. He can invent seva.
So many of our books which are being translated now have no commentaries. And the commentaries are so important.
Without commentary, no so useful.
Yeah.
Any book of Goswami. We have read Sikh Shastra. But when we read commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda
Thakur,
everything is clear there.
Sarva Bhavana has translated it with the commentary from Bhaktivinoda Thakur.